o'clock. WMAL News is next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Thompson Creek Windows. Thousands of school kids in our area have a day off today because their teachers or bus drivers decided to take the day off.
From Alexandria to Prince George's County and in the district, teachers are not in the classroom today as part of a day without a woman. More than 300 staff members in the Alexandria City Public Schools and more than 1,700 teachers and 30% of the transportation staff in Prince George's County requested and were granted leave. A large number of staff requests also have shut down the Center City Charter School system in the district. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The national strike movement today coincides with International Women's Day. And activist Paola Mendoza says not only does the event aim to draw attention to inequities women face, but also injustices everyone deals with.
It is not about whether you're conservative or whether you're a liberal. If you are attacking groups of people, if you are attacking immigrants, if you are attacking the Muslim community, if you are attacking the transgender community, then we are standing in resistance to that. And that is what is very important. We are standing for love, we are standing for justice, we are standing for Muslims, and we are standing for immigrants.
Organizers say a day without a woman is in the same spirit that inspired the recent women's marches worldwide. House Republican leaders are forging ahead with a health care plan that scraps major parts of Obamacare. The House Ways and Means Committee and the Energy and Commerce Committee are meeting today in what are likely to be marathon sessions to start voting on the legislation. But conservative Republicans are threatening to sink the bill, saying it's just too similar to Obamacare. Experts with the National Transportation Safety Board are headed to Mississippi. Board member Robert Sumwalt says they'll be collecting information about a tragic train bus crash.
The NTSB is launching a full investigative go team to begin the investigation of this tragic grade crossing collision that happened yesterday in Biloxi, Mississippi.
Four people were killed, seven others badly hurt when that train hit a charter bus. The Public Citizen Watchdog Group has filed a complaint with the D.C. Office of Campaign Finance claiming that Mayor Muriel Bowser's 2014 campaign accepted nearly two dozen illegal donations. Donations, the group says, appear to violate the campaign contribution limit. Locally sourced food is all the rage. And with that trend, Montgomery County lawmakers are now looking to encourage more people to take up urban farming.
96-year-old Charlie Coyner's been farming on 1 acre of land in Silver Spring and taking his produce to the farmer's market there for decades, but it's been getting expensive.
Maryland has an outdated definition of farming where it says no matter what you're doing on your land, even if you're farming, we don't consider it a farm unless it's over 5 acres.
Councilmember Tom Hucker's now behind a bill to carve out an exemption for people like Coyner.
It'll lower their property tax, allow them to stay on the land, and overall, it'll encourage more urban farming across Montgomery County.
He says there's been a skyrocketing interest in local food and reducing the distance food travels.
The land is worth a lot more if you just sold it to developers, but that's really not what the community would want.
In Rockville, Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A 22-year-old woman has been charged with drunk driving in Fauquier County. Police say she cut off a hearse and hit another car in a funeral procession before leading police in a high-speed chase. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 20,925, the NASDAQ at 5834. Sports tight end Vernon Davis has reportedly agreed to a new 3-year deal with the Redskins. NBA, the Wizards win. NHL, the Caps are off till tomorrow. Baseball in Florida, the O's win, the Nats lose. WMAL News Time 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The Larry O'Connor Show.
If the president of the Washington Redskins, other than Bruce Allen.
We're so proud to announce you're going to be an affiliate of the Washington Redskins starting this season.
Every Redskins game.
And we're actually coming home.
The Larry O'Connor Show, 3 to 6.
WMAL.
Before you shop for replacement windows, ask yourself, do I want to buy my windows from a retailer, a franchise window dealer, or a contractor? Hey, it's Brian Wilson, and if you buy your windows from any of those options, then you're buying from a middleman. Building products purchased from a middleman can be marked up multiple times before they reach you. Buy direct from Thompson Creek, the only company with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating that manufactures and installs safer, stronger windows made in their local factory. Each window is custom-made just for your home and our local climate. Thompson Creek Windows can improve your comfort, increase the value of your home, and save you money on your utility bills. Today, Thompson Creek has a special offer. Buy 3 windows, you'll get another window absolutely free. Buy direct from the company that manufactures and installs their own windows. Visit ThompsonCreek.com for details. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK and tell them Brian Wilson sent you.
Home sweet home, sweet Thompson Creek.
Need your carpets cleaned? Then you need Hadid. Go to joehadid.com.
Hi, this is John Maxwell, Chairman and CEO of John Marshall Bank. No matter where you are, no matter what time of day, you can easily and securely manage your bank account. We're everywhere you need to be. Visit one of our branches or go to johnmarshallbank.com.
8:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Montgomery County still with the crash on New Hampshire Avenue, southbound after Randolph Road. If your destination is to get down toward 29 and White Oak, you need extra time to get past the crash under police direction. For 95 Maryland, right near the ICC, seeing those brake lights up ahead to merge onto each loop of the Capitol Beltway, an outer loop into Silver Spring, slowing. Virginia, we're still dealing with the crash on the Beltway. Inner loop, as you try to push through Annandale out of Springfield, delays from Newington to the crash before you get to Braddock Road, left side right at the entrance to the express lanes. DC 295 northbound as you come out of, say, around the Beltway and Knox and Hill. From the Beltway to and across the 11th Street Bridge and onto the freeway, Independence Avenue has been jammed off the Memorial Bridge due to a broken down car at the Cuts Bridge before you get to 14th Street, and the Georgetown Pike is shut down. Each direction, the Georgetown Pike in front of the Madeira School. So Old Dominion Drive will take some of that bailout traffic, but definitely very slow. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Front coming through. That's why the winds have shifted around and are gusty here this morning. A little leftover rain shower activity, then sunshine developing late morning and especially for the commute home. Windy 65 later. A little chillier tonight, clear 46. Sunny tomorrow up near 70 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 48 in Chantilly. 51 in Silver Spring, 51 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by John Marshall Bank. Donald Trump becomes salesman-in-chief for GOP health care reform. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
Good morning. It is 8:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk on this Wednesday morning. Coming up, Sheriff David Clark will be joining us at 8:35, and Elizabeth Schultz from the Fairfax County School Board will be joining us to talk about A Day Without a Woman. She'll be joining us at 8:15. I'm Mary Walter alongside Brian Wilson.
Conservatives have a replacement plan. House leadership has a replacement plan. I'm sure Democrats would like to go back and vote on the ACA again. Let's vote on clean repeal. The only way I think this gets done is to separate the issues.
That's Senator Rand Paul, who is not completely happy with what he has seen from the House of Representatives and Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, in regards to his plan to replace and repeal Obamacare. Joining us on the line right now, Susan Ferriccio, Washington Examiner's chief congressional correspondent, a good friend of this program. Good morning to you, Susan.
Good morning.
Well, it looks like conservatives have not quite come together on how to go about this when it comes to Obamacare. How is this likely to play out?
Well, I think some pivotal parts of the bill will be discussed this week in terms of how it turns through two committees, the Ways and Means Committee and the Energy and Commerce Committee. And the parts of the bills I'm talking about are the part where they're dealing with what to do with the Medicaid expansion that was created under Obamacare. And secondly, what about these refundable tax credits that the Republicans are proposing to replace the entitlement created by Obamacare? Those two elements I think you're going to hear a lot about this week as the two committees mark up the legislation. And there could be changes. And I know yesterday Vice President Pence was here, and he was negotiating with House Republican lawmakers privately in small groups and promising that there would be changes to their liking on key elements of the bill. So I think that's a really interesting thing, an interesting development that we're not hearing a lot about, but that there will be some changes during the committee process and before it makes it to the House floor by the end of the month.
So this is a marker then to start the process.
It is, although now when it's a strong marker, though. I get the sense, and Vice President Pence told this to Republican senators yesterday, that I get the sense that there's a little bit of room for negotiation, but not a lot of room.
They've also, if I just one other thing, they've also made it clear that this is not the total plan, that there is a phase two and a phase three that may not actually involve legislation.
Oh, no. Phase three will involve legislation. Phase two is where you have the Secretary of Health and Human Services,
right,
Price, doing things administratively that he can do because so much of the healthcare law was done through executive order. For example, the essential benefits in healthcare law, where you have to have a certain set of benefits offered by each health insurance company, those were put in place by Health and Human Services. And so those can be repealed through executive order. Now, the third part of it, though, involves legislation that would help reshape healthcare post-Obamacare. And the reason it's in three parts is they would like to move the repeal and some replacement elements through the Senate with this special budget procedure that will allow them to do just 51 votes. It basically stops Democratic filibustering. But to do that, you can only include certain things in the bill. This is why it's sort of a multi-step process. A lot of it has to do with Senate procedure and how to dodge the Democratic filibuster. It's all very much in the weeds, but it knowing that gives you an idea of why they're doing a three-step process that they've been talking about for a long time.
Susan, is there any idea on a timeline? A lot of people very unhappy that this is just not being done in all one fell swoop. So if it's going to take steps, do you have any idea on the timeline?
Sure. The timeline for the repeal replacement element, which is one bill that they're working on right now, is to get it through to the president's desk by mid-April. So we're talking pretty soon. And that's getting it out of Congress and to the president's desk. They really want to move this thing rather quickly. Now, with Tom Price at HHS, that can be done immediately. He can start working on that, and I expect that will be happening almost concurrently. And third, the other part is the trickier answer, Mary, which is how long will it take them to move other parts of the healthcare law replacement that they believe are essential, including allowing people to purchase insurance across state lines, which is a big part of it. That can't go in this first bill. So that's going to require 60 votes. You're going to need Democratic buy-in. It's going to take longer, and it's going to be more of a phase-in kind of thing that takes time. I don't think they're going to be able to get that done immediately, because they need 60 votes. It's going to be debating individual pieces of legislation versus this one big repeal replace thing that they're doing right now. The key thing to know about the bill they're working on right now is it does two things. It repeals most of Obamacare, and most of it, not all, but it can only do some.
Right.
And then it has these key replacement elements. And by the way, Republicans were not even talking this kind of bill until President Trump came along. He is the one who said, oh, we're not gonna just repeal this without a replacement element. He changed the dialogue here, forcing Republicans to say, oh, wait a sec, we can't just do our Obamacare repeal. Even the president is saying that's not going to work politically because the public, we've created this entitlement under Obamacare.
Right. That's what I was gonna...
And the idea of just yanking it out is potentially, the conservatives would say that's exactly what we promised voters, and they'll like that. But there are a lot of other people who would say, well, look what you're doing. You're robbing millions of people of the health care they suddenly were able to acquire under Obamacare. So really tricky situation for Republicans. They need to sell it right now. They're conservative.
Let me explore that for just a moment. Here is Senator Mike Lee yesterday talking about this measure that is now evolving in the House.
What's been introduced in the House in the last 24 hours is not the Obamacare replacement plan, not the Obamacare repeal plan we've been hoping for.
He's not alone. Mm-hmm. Rand Paul has said he's got some issues with it. Other conservatives say they have issues with it. And in the Senate, you can only afford to lose two votes before you got a problem.
That's right.
A heavier lift, right?
It's a problem. They need to sell it. And basically what Pence told conservatives yesterday, this is what the Republican leadership believes is ultimately going to get it across the finish line, is they're going to put this thing before them and they're going to say, you're really going to vote against this? Because if you do, you're basically voting to keep Obamacare. Because they attach it. Often this happens where they attach things to make it harder for Republicans to vote against it or Democrats, depending on who's in charge. And in this case, they're attaching it to the Obamacare repeal. But this ploy may not work. This tactic may not work, and there may be Republicans who just say, no, I'm not going to do this. And right now, Republican leaders are betting that won't be the case. They think they can get this thing across the finish line because Republicans will simply not be able to vote no on a bill that will ultimately repeal the health care law that for the past many years they've been promising to get rid of.
In other words, even though they may have concerns about it, the bill that comes evolves and makes its way through the House and Senate would be better than leaving Obamacare in place.
That's right. And yesterday Paul Ryan, the Speaker, said very confidently, he's like, yeah, we're going to pass it over in the House. He said it as though, there absolutely is no question. I have less faith in the Senate just because, as you say, the margin is much tighter. The right. House could lose 20 votes in the House. You could lose. Yeah. And still pass it. The Senate, you can only lose a couple and forget. It's over.
All right. Well, we'll have to leave it right there. Susan Ferriccio with the Washington Examiner. Thank you for the TikTok. It's very helpful. We appreciate it.
Thanks a lot.
It's 8:15 now, WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Good morning, Jamie.
Oh, good morning. Well, tough morning for commuters that use the Georgetown Pike. You're not able to get past the Madeira School. A serious accident brought down a pole. We have some wires down, so it looks like this will be closed for a while. Now, Old Dominion Drive is going to pick up a lot of the traffic, the overflow, and that really is not handling it very well. So extra time for everyone if you can. Early on, think about your alternates because, again, on the Georgetown Pike, you're closed essentially between Colston Road and Bellevue Road and Old Dominion Drive with the heavy delays. Now, let's get you on to 270 southbound as you head past Urbana. Still a little bit of volume to 109. Next set of your large delays will begin south of Gaithersburg into Rockville. Potomac inbound on River Road past Piney Meeting House Road. That crashed to the shoulder, but still quite slow. Better news for you in the Colesville area. You can now use New Hampshire Avenue. So if you're heading down toward White Oak, I would stick with New Hampshire Avenue southbound after Randolph Road. That crash to the shoulder and those delays quickly clearing. So some better news there. 95 near the ICC for the volume to each loop of the Capitol Beltway, still slow. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today we're going to start out with some wind-driven rain showers that'll be sunny by your commute home this afternoon with a high about 65 degrees. Winds today 25 to 35 miles an hour. Tonight it all clears out. We'll have clear skies with a low of 46. And tomorrow lots of sun with a high of almost 70, 69 degrees tomorrow. Currently in the nation's capital, it is 51 degrees at 8:16. And this traffic and weather is brought to you by Jiffy Lube.
Make sure your vehicle is road ready. Jiffy Lube's signature service oil change provides you with so much more than just an oil change. Jiffy Lube checks vital fluids, tire pressure, lights, and wipers, and even vacuums the interior. No appointment needed. JiffyLubeDC.com.
I can hardly express. It is 8:17. Today is International Women's Day. It is also a day without a woman.
That's what I've heard, yeah.
Yes, and we're going to find out how that is affecting, especially people in the schools, everyone out there. Elizabeth Schultz is with the Fairfax County School Board. Elizabeth Schultz, welcome. Good morning to Mornings on the Mall. I'm Mary Walter with Brian Wilson. I almost called you Brian Williams for a second.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning, Elizabeth. How are you?
Good morning, Brian. I noticed that you're not having a day without a woman.
Yeah, my women are here, and I'm so happy that Mary and Heather Hunter decided to be here today. So you're right.
I know. It was wonderful to talk to Heather. And Mary, congratulations. This is the first time I've been on the radio with you.
Thank you.
I'm glad that I'm not having a day without you.
Well, thank you so much. And we are not having a day without you. How is this affecting the schools? And the question that I have to ask is, they're getting all these requests. Some school districts got thousands of requests. Well, 1,700, I think we saw, was the highest number of requests for today off. Do they have to give those days? Aren't they just requests?
Well, see, that's the thing, is that you've got school districts that know how to handle requests for days off. And for my fellow districts that are receiving hundreds or even into the almost thousands of requests, you know, there's a simple answer to this, and it's the word no. The word no is, no, I'm sorry, we're not going to bring a city to heal, we're not going to bring a district to heal, we're not going to put thousands of children or even tens of thousands of children out of classrooms and away from a free and appropriate education. That's the mixed message of this whole thing. You can have whatever International Women's Day you want and whatever that means to you, and I understand that, you know, internationally this is okay, you want to celebrate women, that's terrific. But what's been perverted here is the takeover of something that was already on a calendar for another purpose.
Yeah.
And that's really what's behind the closure. When you talk about you are bringing, you know, families under the heel of a political agenda, and can you imagine having the rug ripped out from underneath you if you're a single parent?
Right.
Or if you're a family that has two working parents, and all of a sudden on 24 or 48 hours notice, your school school district closes in the middle of the week and you have no place for your child to go.
Elizabeth, let me ask you this question. In Fairfax County, they are open today. But I am wondering if they received some of these requests in Fairfax County and how they were handled.
Actually, I'm so glad you asked that because that's a question that we asked too. And, you know, I'm very, very proud. You know, Fairfax County is the 10th largest school system in the nation.
Wow.
We really are a flagship school system. And we're not an inner city urban. We're a suburban. You know, we reflect a lot of different cultures. And in Fairfax County, we have no more requests for a day off than any other Wednesday.
So the teachers then made a decision not to ask. Is this partially because, I don't know what the situation is with teachers in Fairfax County, but Fairfax County is in Virginia, and Virginia's a right-to-work state. Is that part of it?
Well, I understand, we've got Alexandria City closed, and I think that there are quite a number of teachers in Arlington closed. So I think that this has more to do with the capacity of the organization to say, look, we appreciate that you want to have the day off, but fundamentally, we have a obligation to children and to families to provide educators and staff in the classroom and support functions to be there and provide education for children. And if the organization is set up and says no, unlike Prince George's County, unlike Alexandria City, then they have their priorities right, in my opinion. Is, look, is this a kid's first thing? Because if you're a woman and you're staying home today to protest, I don't know what, who is harmed by you staying home? And that is, we've really got things backwards if we're emulating the fact that you can protest by staying home, that you can protest by not showing up and carrying out your responsibilities that you're contracted to do. You know, people can show protest and demonstrate at any time of a school year or any time of a calendar year, but not when it infringes on your obligations to your employer and to those who are depending upon you to carry out your responsibilities.
But that's the way protest is now going in this country. The protest in this country is now, if I don't like what you have to say, I have the right to assault you. I have the right to shut you down. So this isn't about, there is no longer any kind of care of how it affects someone else. And the fact that this inconveniences a lot of women, a lot of single moms who now may lose a day of pay because they have to stay home with their children, that thought is never given. And, you know, you had said you don't know what this is about. And I was going to ask you, so what is this about? And I'm glad to know that you don't know either, because I was beginning to think it was just me, that I'm the only one who doesn't know. Do you see this continuing? Are we going to go through this again next year? Are we going to go through, because they got it off this year. Will it work again next year?
Well, this is the thing, that they're agitating can only bring attention for so long before the agitators agitate, and they're agitating the rest of us, and not in a good way. You know, a burr under the saddle eventually causes a wound, and the wound is not going to heal, and it's going to annoy everyone else. And right now, nobody's helping discourse or dialogue or free speech or understanding what a constitutional republic is. If you want to engage in a civics lesson, then be in the classroom and teach civics.
Yeah, that's exactly.
But that is the way that we need to basically demonstrably start to take our country back and say, no, we're not going to allow you to shut down cities.
Yeah.
To shut down roadways, to shut down transportation, and infringe on people's right to liberty and to pursue. Look, I need to make a paycheck for my family.
Yeah.
I just want to go about my business. I want to have my child educated. You know, I want to earn a living. And you're welcome to say what you want to say, but you're not going to do it once your rights start infringing on mine.
Right.
Yes, Elizabeth.
We have to end it there.
Yeah, we have to go. Thank you so much for joining us. It was a pleasure getting to speak with you. I look forward to getting to speak with you again in the future. That is Elizabeth Schultz, Fairfax County School Board member. It is 8:24.
We're new in town, but not new to the road. at Averitt Express, we have been putting CDLA drivers behind the wheel for 45 years and are now hiring for regional runs in this area. We believe in treating our drivers right and getting you home with a good paycheck. We also offer a $5,000 sign-on bonus. Check us out at AverittCareers.com today or call 888-249-2024. That's 888-249-2024. Averitt is an equal opportunity employer.
825 now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia, Georgetown Pike remains closed. Serious crash that brought down a utility pole. This is basically in front of the Madeira School. So at all costs, try to avoid that stretch of the Georgetown Pike. If you're coming, say, inbound off of Route 7, you might want to stick with Route 7 and head towards your destination. Old Dominion Drive picks up a lot of the bailout traffic. You can't get past Tolston Road, so that's at a standstill. Just to give you a heads up there, on the Virginia Beltway Interloop, as you head toward Braddock Road, the crash in the express lanes along the left side, the focal point of those delays there, and you'll hit a little bit of slowdown still as you approach I-66, toll road to the Legion Bridge. George Washington Parkway, southbound at the Overlooks, report of a crash. Inbound on Canal Road before you get to the merge where Vauxhall Road gets to Canal. That's where we had a report of a stalled car. Stalled car had been inbound on Independence Avenue before you get to the 14th Street intersection, and that was causing unusual backups. Update is sponsored by Parker Pierce Service Experts. Trust the heating and cooling experts at Parker Pierce Service Experts to help keep you comfortable all year long. Call 866-EXPERTS or visit parkerpierce.com today. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Running now, wind driven showers through the area for the early morning hours and sunshine coming in. Hopefully by noontime, maybe a little earlier, up to 65 and still windy with sunny sky this afternoon. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, it is 51 degrees at 826.
If you are serious about home security and keeping your family safe and your home protected and all your precious stuff from being taken and stolen, of course you would be in favor of that. Well, and listen, you may think it can't happen to you, but it can. Make sure you're protected with Ackerman Security Systems. Ackerman's $19.95 per month monitoring includes burglary, fire, and medical alert monitoring, and it comes at a cost about half of what the other guys charge. Switching to Ackerman is easy. It literally costs nothing. They can use your existing equipment and have you on the Ackerman system in a matter of minutes. And if you want to spend just a few dollars more, they've got the bells, they've got the whistles, they've got the neat technology. Let you see what's going on in your home while you're away with cameras. Smart door locks and thermostats that can be changed just with a touch of a button from your smartphone, tablet, or laptop. So what you need to do is get protected and safe. Here's a limited time offer for listeners of WMAL. Call Ackerman right now, mention our name, and you'll get 3 months of free monitoring. So it doesn't cost you anything to change over. And when you start to pay in 3 months, then you're going to start paying a lot less than you're paying right now. Here's the number, 888-999-1070. That's 888-999-1070, online at AckermanSecurity.com.
I had very, very serious depression. It takes all the joy out of your life.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression. At Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, we understand that medication and talk therapy are often not enough.
It's almost impossible to put into words. You have no desire to do anything, to get up, to move.
TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication.
I was amazed. I wasn't even sure why I was feeling so well. I can't really say in a strong enough way how much this treatment, this center, has meant to me. I'm very happy.
Isn't it time you actually felt great? Treat your depression now. Accepting all major insurance. For your free consultation with Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com.
You know, if you see a huge group of people and they're all in line waiting to do something and they're all happy about it, don't you wonder, okay, what's going on? What am I missing here? What are these people excited about? In this case, it's thousands of people doing the same thing. They're joining MediShare. MediShare members share each other's medical expenses. It's that simple. It's growing like crazy because it works. Think about it. You don't have to deal with health insurance companies anymore or government health insurance. Instead, you're part of something you believe in. You're part of a community of people supporting each other, and you can save so much money. This could be the answer you're looking for, and it may be one of those things you start doing and then wonder, why didn't I look into this a long time ago? Find out more. Don't miss out. Call 844-91-BIBLE. Now, it's available everywhere but Montana. 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE.
It is 8:29. Coming up, Sheriff David Clark will be joining us, and we're going to talk to him about immigration and so much more. It is now 9 o'clock on WMAL. Oh, no, it's 8:30. Sorry, 8:30 on WMAL.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. No school today in Alexandria or in Prince George's County or the Center City Public Charter Schools in D.C. All those classes have been canceled because of the large number of staff requests for time off to participate in a day without a woman. Maryland Democratic leaders this morning are announcing a women's health initiative. It's being described as a major initiative to protect women's health care. It's an important day on Capitol Hill for the GOP plan to repeal and replace Obamacare.
Two House committees will begin marking up the bill, trying to get to a final product that can eventually pass on the House floor. But there is still an avalanche of criticism coming from many Republicans, and even the power of the presidential bully pulpit hasn't been able to twist many arms just yet.
Correspondent Sunland Sarfati. A House committee is set to vote on whether to continue a private school voucher program for students in D.C. The district's the only place in the country where kids get federal funding to attend private or parochial schools. The bill up for a vote today in the House Oversight Committee would reauthorize that program for 5 more years. More Jewish community centers across the country have received bomb threats, the 6th wave of similar incidents since the beginning of the year.
Jewish community centers and schools in Massachusetts, upstate New York, Maryland, Florida, Illinois, Wisconsin, Alabama, and Oregon all received bomb threats yesterday. They were evacuated and no bombs were found. It prompted all 100 senators to sign on to a letter to the Justice Department, the FBI, and the Attorney General asking them to do more to help Jewish institutions with security and combating these threats.
Correspondent Steve Kastenbaum checking your money. The Dow opened today at 20,925, the NASDAQ at 5834. Sports: Redskins tight end Vernon Davis has reportedly agreed to a new 3-year deal with the team. The Wizards beat Phoenix. The Caps are idle till tomorrow. Exhibition baseball: the O's win, the Nats lose. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
McMillan Sedation Dentistry actually started about 13 years ago. I wanted to be able to provide dental care to what now turns out to be a significant portion of the population that actually had a fearful connotation with dental treatment experiences. 1 in 10 adults are estimated to be so fearful of receiving treatment that they will only get it when they have a true dental emergency, such as a toothache or a dental abscess. We treat them a little differently, much more of a TLC approach, and we welcomed them literally with open arms to the practice. It's the greatest feeling in the world to see someone who has hidden their smile for years to be able to smile again. My staff has been trained to be very welcoming, to treat them like a member of their own family. More than the extensive training, it's the empathy. We listen, we care, and we want to make your smile perfect and genuine. It's our mission to make you happy that you came to McMillan Sedation Dentistry. It's time for you to smile easy. Call 703-503-9490, online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
There's a saying, this ain't my first rodeo, meaning you've been down this road before. It's familiar territory. We're starting that time of the year now where we've got cold mornings and furnaces have been running. And back when you first turned it on, you smelled that burning smell. You know the one I mean. The one that tells you, uh-oh, I should have called Snell Heating and Air for a furnace tune-up. Because you've heard me say that before. About what that smell means, that there was dust on the heat exchanger. But hey, look, I'm not here to judge. There's still time for one of my stand-up guys from Snell to stop in for your annual furnace checkup. We'll get it up to speed for that long season ahead and lick those little furnace problems before they become big, expensive ones. And once it's tuned up, you can relax about safety risks, utility bills, and the price. Because a furnace tune-up from Snell is only $79. Now there's an idea we can all get behind.
Call on the stand-up guys at Snell Heating and Air Conditioning. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
5 times more hires are made through Indeed.com than any other job site, according to independent research. Imagine a lottery that had 5 times more winners, or a basketball game with 5 times more dunks. When you're hiring, it makes five times more sense to use Indeed. Indeed's easy to use. You can post a job in minutes. You can even set up automatic screener questions to help you zero in on qualified candidates. And once resumes start rolling in, you can review applicants, take notes, and schedule interviews, all from an easy-to-use online dashboard. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job, which boosts your job posting and relevant search results. Basically, it helps you find qualified candidates faster. Claim your $50 sponsored job credit at Indeed.com/radio. That's Indeed.com/radio. Try the world's number one job site today. Indeed. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
This is you, covered in toner because your printer or copier's busted. And this is you carefree because you upgraded with Carefree Office Technology, a veteran-owned small business. Call 703-385-1700. Visit carefreeoffice.com.
8:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, Interstate 95 pushing up toward the Capitol Beltway. Everybody in a slowdown. The crash, though, in the HOV lanes, the express lanes, before you get up onto 90, the Beltway or 395. Once up on the Beltway, I'm just watching this crash clearing on the Interloop before Braddock Road. It had been blocking the left side and the entrance to the express lanes. VDOT truck just moved out of the left lane, but I still see activity on the shoulder and some cones set up. So it'll still be a distraction, but you can get through. So traffic should start to get a little bit better. On the Fairfax County Parkway southbound before you get to Rolling Road, we had the broken down on the Georgetown Pike serious crash that brought down the utility pole tree that shut down Georgetown Pike each direction in front of the Madeira School. 270 through Germantown. Volume again into Rockville, but nothing reported along the way. And we still have some late volume into Urbana as well. On the Beltway stretch to the Wilson Bridge, back after Route 5 is where the brake lights start, and that takes you to the Wilson Bridge. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Strong winds blowing the rain around this morning. Scattered showers around, really not a bunch of rainfall, but the wind may make it feel or give you the sensation that it's raining a little bit harder. A few hours of that, and then developing sunshine. A sunny afternoon, still windy out of the west. We get up to 65. Tonight, 46 clear. Sunny tomorrow, 69. I'm meteorologist Ray Staging, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 51 in Springfield, 48 in Bowie, 52 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Carefree Office Technology. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Morning, it is 8:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk on this Wednesday morning. I'm Mary Walter, alongside Brian Wilson.
You know, sometimes when you are facing troubled times, you sometimes need the man to come around and give it to you straight, to give it to you straight from the shoulder. A big man, a bold man, a man who wears a great hat. That's what we have today, as we are joined by Sheriff David Clark, who is the Milwaukee County Sheriff and author of the book, Cops Under Fire, Moving Beyond the Hashtags of Race, Crime, and Politics for a Better America. Good morning to you, Sheriff.
Good morning. I have a question, though, for Mary. What are you doing in the studio? This is a day without women. Aren't you down with the struggle?
Actually, today I'm not identifying as a woman. Today I'm identifying as, today I'm identifying as a rich man.
All right, there you go. Sheriff, it's good to have
you. I had to do that.
Well, thank you for that. I appreciate it. Sheriff, it's good to have you on the show this morning. You know, you're very much a law and order kind of guy, and it seems that we have elected a president from New York City who is turning into a law and order kind of president. Are you happy with what you see so far?
So far, so good. It was a hallmark, one of the hallmarks of his campaign, the return to the rule of law after the corruption and the dismantling of the rule of law and the Constitution that we experienced under his predecessor, former President Barack Obama.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things you talk about a lot, and one of the things that I think really has brought you to the forefront, is your feeling not only of law and order, but you also take on the border and the border issue and as a law enforcement issue. And what I found interesting is you have made comments about the opioid epidemic. And I know we had we spoke with Governor Larry Hogan. They have a program going on in Maryland with an advertisement and this big initiative to tackle the opioid problem. How is the opioid problem a border issue?
Oh, this is easy to figure out. First of all, the heroin that's coming into the country is coming across our southern border. Nobody would deny that. And the Mexican cartels, it's been identified by Border Patrol. And James Comey, FBI director, talked about it a little bit the other day. It's well documented. Look, we're a sovereign nation. And if you're going to be a sovereign nation, you have to have borders and you have to protect those borders. Our borders on the southern part of the United States are very porous. All you have to do is look at the amount of criminal illegal aliens that are arrested and identified as having been deported 3, 4, 5, 6 times. The guy who is alleged to have killed Kate Steinle, he did it.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they term it, alleged. I'd been deported 5 times, and then recently in New York, a huge investigation of the MS-13, a large criminal violent syndicate out of El Salvador. They arrested 15 individuals, 10 of whom were in the country illegally. So anybody who thinks that this illegal immigration is not at a crisis level and it's been going on for the last 30 years, they're living in denial. So we now have a president, and it was another tenet of his campaign to seal the border. The border is very porous, in spite of what the pro-illegal immigration forces want to say. And it becomes a local issue when these individuals are in communities. We recently participated with Immigration and Customs Enforcement on a warrant sweep, and 16 people were arrested in just a day. And of those, many of those had been previously deported, and they were also involved in this catch and release. The sanctuary right. city thing is a mess. And some of those were scheduled for deportation hearings, and they just don't show up. So this is just the tip of the iceberg. So the way this thing works, they're so flooded. The court for deportation would be in Chicago, that represents the Milwaukee area. And they're so far behind that they give these individuals a future court date and they let them go in and they never see them again. So
right.
We finally have a president with the courage to get his arms around this thing and straighten this thing up. We have to protect our border for national and domestic security reasons, for public health reasons, for prevent the spread of infectious diseases, and also to control the amount of people coming in, even on visas, work visas, and in refugee status, because it is a strain on our limited resources.
Let me ask you this. Here in this area, we had just a meeting just this week where the city of Rockville, Maryland, is getting ready to impose and make official mm-hmm. its sanctuary city policies. They're going to codify the policy. And when we ask them about this, they say, well, there is no obligation on the part of law enforcement to ask about immigration status, and certainly no obligation to pick up the phone when you're finished with them and you're getting ready to release them from jail and calling the ICE people and saying, by the way, do you want to look at this guy? What would you say to them?
Well, I'd tell them to talk to the family of Kate Steinle. I'd tell them to talk to any law enforcement officers, survivors who've been killed by people illegally in the country. Go try telling them that and see what kind of reaction you get. Look, the feds cannot make local law enforcement or local officials enforce immigration, but you have an ethical, I believe, as a law enforcement executive, I have an ethical obligation under the law enforcement code of ethics that says we must cooperate with other lawful law enforcement agencies in the
right.
pursuit of justice, and that's what this is. So while the feds can't make them, I think that only working together can we get our arms around this problem. But also, as a sheriff of Milwaukee County, I have an obligation first to the law-abiding citizens of Milwaukee, not the criminal illegal aliens.
I think you're absolutely
statute.
Right. Yeah. We're going to leave it right there.
Federal statute.
I'm sorry, Sheriff Clark. We are out of time.
We'll talk about his book.
Greatly appreciate. Yeah, that's right. And we appreciate you joining us here on Mornings on the Mall.
It is 8:43 on WMAL.
Did you know slow internet can actually hold your business back? Say goodbye to slow downloads, slow backups, slow everything. Comcast Business offers blazing fast and reliable internet that's 10 times faster than slow internet from the phone company. Say hello to fast internet speeds up to 150 megabits per second. Plus, did you know that in addition to fast internet, you can also add TV and phone for your business for just an additional $34.90 a month? Comcast Business TV helps keep your employees informed. And you get full-featured phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calls. And did you know all this is only a phone call away? Call 800-501-6000. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 3/31/17. Restrictions apply. Limited one voice line and private view TV for new customers. 2-year contract required. Requires Comcast Business Internet and an additional monthly charge. Equipment taxes and fees extra. Compares Comcast 150 megabits per second and 15 megabits per second DSL downloads.
Welcome to A Dash of Salt, where we debunk myths and shake up what you think you know about salt. Myth number one.
Salt is bad for everyone on the planet, and no one even needs it. I read that on a blog.
Okay, let's shake it up. Here's the truth. Everyone needs salt. Like water, salt is essential to human life. It keeps our muscles strong and brain running smoothly. It's actually what makes every cell in your body function, and that's pretty important, right?
I guess.
It's true. Everything's better with a little salt. Find out why at alittlesalt.org.
It's 8:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, if you haven't heard, serious crash closes the Georgetown Pike in each direction, essentially right in front of the Madeira School. So if you have to get through that stretch, plan ahead. Think about your alternates, Route 7. That works as your alternate. They'll pick up some volume as well. And Old Dominion Drive, too. But each direction of the Georgetown Pike, not in good shape there. On 95, Virginia North in the express lanes prior to the Beltway for the crash. Once on the Beltway, if you're heading Inner Loop, the earlier accident we had right at the entrance to the express lanes near Braddock Road, that is cleared out of the left lane. 395, it's a long haul. As you come off of the Beltway, to and across the 14th Street Bridge, just a lot of traffic, a lot of volume, DC 295 as well. As you push past the Naval Research Lab still, you get across the 11th Street Bridge and onto the freeway, just heavy morning rush hour. Trying to see some improvement here now that we have lanes open. Independence Avenue, as you approach 14th Street near the Cuts Bridge where we had the broken down, now cleared, so a little bit better. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Quite windy this morning with some leftover rain showers. The wind gets your attention. The showers may or may not. And then sunshine quickly in by this afternoon. 65. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in the nation's capital, it is 52 at 8:46. And your traffic and weather brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Say hello to Dunkin's new tea lattes. Sip a delicious blend of premium tea and steamed milk available in chai, Earl Grey, or honey green. Enjoy a sip and savor the moment crafted just for you. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
It is 8:47. I am Mary Walter alongside Brian Wilson. Brian, if you were dying and married, but if you were dying, and would you want your wife to go on and marry someone else, or would you like to die knowing that she will always be, you will always be her one love?
Well, I'm not going to obviously find myself thinking that situation, but this did happen. You know, my dad passed away before my mom.
Okay.
And I always wondered, would my mom go on to date, and would she, you know, mm-hmm. would she remarry and all that kind of stuff? And you know, it turned out she did date. She had a friend. I don't know how serious it was. I didn't ask too many mm-hmm. questions. Brian didn't want to know. But at the end of the day, she made it very clear that she had been married to one man. And that was the man that she loved for the majority of her life. And that was the man that she wanted to be buried beside. And that she was never going to be, as she said, a nurse or a purse to anyone else. I love that about my mom. But anyway, so no, she had friends. And I the depth of those relationships I never explored. I didn't want to know. But she made it very clear that she would never do that.
I also think, sometimes it's harder for men to continue on without a wife than it is for women to continue on without a husband.
Right.
A lot of my female friends who have lost their husbands through either illness or divorce never remarry. Almost every single one of my male friends is either in a relationship or remarried. Hmm. So maybe that's part of it. But there was a piece in the New York Times.
This is a lovely piece,
yes,
by the way.
It is written by this woman who is dying of cancer. And she basically says, it's titled, "You May Want to Marry My Husband." She says that he is a sharp dresser. Our young adult sons, Justin and Miles, often borrow his clothes. Those who know him or just happen to glance down at the gap between his dress slacks and dress shoes know that he has a flair for fabulous socks. He is in fit and enjoys keeping in shape. He loves listening to music. I should also add that our 19-year-old daughter would rather go to a concert with him than anyone else. And she goes on and on. She talks about how he's a fantastic cook, and she sells
like a great
him,
guy.
Basically.
Yeah. So she's marketing her husband because she's not going to be around.
Yes, and she wants to make sure that he finds a good woman, I guess, to take care of him and for him to, because she's young, they're in their 30s.
Yeah.
But I have a friend whose husband passed away at 36 years old. She never remarried. She said, I want to do it again.
Yeah.
So it's very interesting. I have to tell you, I could do it for my husband. I would want him to be happy.
Really? You would market your husband to other women knowing that you weren't going to be around?
I don't know if I would necessarily market him, but I would absolutely be okay with go for it, sweetheart.
Yeah.
I absolutely would be okay with that. It is 8:50 on WMAL.
To be fearless is not a gift. It's not a given. Fearless is a choice. One that's yours to make. Will you be bold? Will you be brave? You can. Because you have the power of a card that opens doors in all 50 states. The one trusted for more than 75 years. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
You probably just got that reminder in the mail in the form of a maintenance fee that, yes, you still own that timeshare. And that timeshare maintenance fee always seems to go up. Last year, the average maintenance fee was $920. If you're tired of paying for a timeshare that you're not using or can't use, visit Timeshare Exit Team. They'll get you out safely, legitimately, and forever, or you get every penny back. With experts right here in Alexandria and Towson, visit TimeshareExitTeam.com.
A Better Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
There are a lot of things you can do to fight stress. Sleep, exercise, or my new favorite, meditate. But you can also do it with food. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. If you're like most people, when you get stressed out, you reach for junk food. Cookies, candies, chips. But what if I told you superfoods can actually be beneficial when it comes to combating stress? Topping the list, kale, broccoli, leafy greens, nuts, berries. Superfoods boost glutathione in the body. That's an amino acid in charge of detoxification, says stress expert Pete Sulak. Some studies have suggested vitamin C can also help reduce levels of the stress hormone cortisol. It can help boost levels of dopamine. That's the feel-good hormone. What to avoid? Foods that are high in fat, sugar, carbs. Sure, they might make you feel good for a minute, but they're not going to do anything in the long run. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Napa know-how.
Spend $24 on anything at Napa this month, and you'll get a free Chase Elliott racing cap. You can spend it on oil. You can spend it on wiper blades. Heck, spend it on a year's supply of Pine Tree air fresheners. No matter what you spend $24 on, you'll walk away with a free Chase Elliott racing cap planted firmly on your noggin. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 3/31/17.
I used to play a lot of sports in college, but when I got older, my legs started to burn and ache, making it hard to work out. Then I noticed those varicose and spider veins. I couldn't believe it. I thought this only happened to my mom and her friends.
The professionals at Vein Clinics of America have performed over 1 million personalized procedures for their patients, making them the largest, most experienced vein treatment center in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art laser and minimally invasive treatments, they can begin restoring your legs back to health in as little as 1 hour with no downtime, and most treatments are covered by insurance.
I called Vein Clinics of America, and they fixed my legs. No more ugly veins. Now I can run and do squats again.
Guys, get back in the game. Call now and schedule a free fast-track consultation with one of our doctors and learn how you can finally get rid of those embarrassing varicose and spider veins. Space is limited, so call now. 800-790-1313. That's 800-790-1313. 800-790-1313.
At David Vigilone's house, family time usually centers around sharing stories.
Unfortunately, in our family, those stories include prostate cancer.
Three of David's uncles had prostate cancer, so when he was diagnosed, he didn't waste time. David turned to the physicians at MedStar Georgetown University Hospital to discuss his options.
I didn't want surgery because I work and I'm active. CyberKnife was the answer.
CyberKnife targets tumors with pinpoint accuracy, with minimal impact on surrounding healthy tissue or organs. Treatment is complete in only 5 visits versus the 40 visits you need with traditional radiation.
5 treatments, and I never missed a day of work.
The 5 treatments allowed David to continue with his active lifestyle.
At 68, I still work out, play golf, and travel with my family. CyberKnife made it possible.
Learn more about CyberKnife. Call 855-218-6642 or visit MedStarGeorgetown.org/prostate.
8:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We'll take you around the Beltway, Virginia. Now all lanes open, inner loop before Braddock Road. Still have delays, though, as you come off of I-95, and that goes off and on through Annandale. Again, brief delay at 66, and as you approach the Legion Bridge. On the express lanes, northbound 95 prior to the Beltway, they're still trying to clean up the crash. If you watch for VDOT crews still on the scene. It'll be a while for this car into a utility pole. Georgetown Pike is shut down each direction in front of the Madeira School, essentially between Tolston Road and Bellevue Road. So think about your alternates, Old Dominion Drive, Route 7, George Washington Parkway, southbound. We had the crash reported near the Overlooks. Very slow, in fact, slows a little bit in each direction. Traffic report sponsored by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Attention diabetics, with insurance you may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call 800-808-5181. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Running now, wind-driven showers through the area for the early morning hours and sunshine coming in, hopefully by noontime, maybe a little earlier, up to 65 and still windy with sunny sky this afternoon. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, it is 52 degrees at 8:55.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
Oh my gosh, you are hysterical.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Did you know that more homes sell in March, April, and May than any other time of the year? So why pay 6% commission just to sell your home? Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, and we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. We've already saved our clients over $5 million in real estate commissions. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Cabela's is coming to Northern Virginia with a spectacular new store in Gainesville. Find everything you need for hunting, fishing, camping, and shooting sports, plus much more. Join us for our grand opening celebration Thursday, March 9th at 10 a.m. Be one of the first 500 in line and receive a Cabela's gift card worth up to $500, plus a chance to win one of 3 Remington firearms. See store for details. Don't miss Cabela's grand opening in Gainesville, located off I-66 and Highway 29 near Virginia Gateway.
Chris Plant here with a message for you from Cars for Kids. If you have a car that you don't need anymore, do something good with it and donate it to Cars for Kids. They'll accept it in any condition and haul it away at no cost to you. Beside being a quick and easy way to get rid of your car, your donation will go directly to helping kids. Cars for Kids funds year-round educational and youth development programs like summer camp, mentoring, and after-school programs. So if you have a car you're looking to unload, but no time to deal with it, call 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS or visit carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Cars for Kids makes donating pleasant and hassle-free with pickup at a time that's convenient for you. The call is quick and the impact is real. So take a minute to call now or just do it online. Remember, that's 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS or online at carsforkids.com. Do it for yourself and do it for the kids.
A cure for hepatitis C, breakthroughs in HIV treatment, multiple sclerosis, and diabetes. Millions of lives saved and improved by science. Yet still, science is often not a straight line to success. So here's to the path to progress, traveled by 140,000 researchers with America's biopharmaceutical companies. Here's to the long road, to the twists and turns that try men's and women's souls. Here's to frustration and fatigue and dead ends. Here's to permission to fail, so that success can follow. And here's to brave patients, thousands right here in D.C., enrolled in clinical trials to help find new breakthroughs, one of which might save their life, and perhaps one day, yours. Welcome to the future of medicine for all of us, where together we go boldly. A
message from America's biopharmaceutical companies. Visit GoBoldly.com.
Well, coming up tomorrow, Jake Tapper will join us, and that'll always be good. So,
I like having Jake Tapper on. Yeah. I think it's interesting. We get some good exchanges with Jake Tapper.
Well, enjoy the rest of your day without a woman, okay?
I'm going to go home. And look at Chris Plant showed up despite it being day without a woman.
I'm a man. Man.
You're not identifying as a woman today?
Man. Traffic was a lot lighter this morning.
That's something. Yeah,
you know, that was kind of nice. That was a nice thing that I found here. I wonder what Bill Clinton's doing today for a day without a woman. I always wonder what Bill Clinton's doing on days like this. And I know what Hillary's not doing, but that's another question. I do want to start with the day without a woman thing. We've got the new Republican.